Spain is moving toward a more digital and data-driven VAT compliance environment through two major reforms: mandatory business-to-business, B2B, electronic invoicing, and the requirements for computerized invoicing systems, fiscalization, known as Verifactu. Although closely connected, they are not the same system and should not be treated as interchangeable. Mandatory e-invoicing regulates how qualifying invoices between businesses and professionals must be issued, transmitted, received, and followed through their payment cycle. Fiscalization instead focuses on the software creating invoices/receipts and on the integrity, traceability, and immutability of the underlying billing/sales records. Two reforms, two different purposes. The mandatory B2B e-invoicing regime originates in Law 18/2022, the CREA y CRECE Law, and its regulatory framework was completed by Real Decreto 238/2026 of March 25, 2026. It generally requires businesses and professionals that must issue an invoice to use an electronic format when the recipient is a business or professional established, permanently established, domiciled, or habitually resident in Spain for the relevant transaction. The regime therefore primarily concerns the legal invoice and its electronic exchange. The fiscalization-related reform has a different legal basis. Real Decreto 1007/2023, as amended, regulates computerized invoicing systems, Sistemas Informáticos de Facturación, SIF. These systems must protect the integrity, conservation, accessibility, readability, traceability, and immutability of billing records. A billing/sales record must be generated automatically at the same time as, or immediately before, each invoice is issued. The rules apply to full and simplified invoices where the taxpayer and transaction fall within scope. Verifactu is one compliance mode within SIF, not a synonym for every compliant invoicing system. Under Verifactu, billing/sales records are sent electronically to the Spanish tax agency, Agencia Estatal de Administración Tributaria, AEAT, continuously and automatically. A taxpayer may instead use a compliant non-Verifactu system that keeps the required records locally, subject to additional security and record-keeping requirements, with records available at the request of the Spanish tax agency. Different scope and compliance requirements. The distinction is important for retailers and software providers. Mandatory B2BE invoicing is transaction and recipient focused. It determines when the legal invoice must move through Spain's electronic invoicing ecosystem. SIF is system focused. It determines how invoicing software must create and protect supporting records. Under fiscalization, invoices produced by affected systems must include a QR code. Where Verifactu is used, the invoice also identifies its verifiable status. Billing/sales records are standardized and hash-linked, while non-Verifactu systems require additional safeguards, including electronic signing and an event log. The billing/sales record is not itself an electronic invoice. AEAT distinguishes the record containing tax and security information from the commercial and tax invoice. Spain's public e-invoicing solution will be managed by AEAT and will use UBL syntax under technical rules to be completed by ministerial order. Private platforms may also participate, subject to interoperability. The framework also introduces invoice status and payment information. Recipients must communicate effective full payment and the payment date within the regulatory deadline, currently a maximum of 4 calendar days from payment, excluding Saturdays, Sundays, and national holidays. Latest implementation deadlines. For fiscalization compliance, Real Decreto Ley 15/2025 postponed the deadlines. Corporate income tax taxpayers within scope must have adapted invoicing systems before January 1, 2027. The remaining affected taxpayers must comply before July 1, 2027. POS software providers have been subject to their relevant obligations since July 29, 2025. Mandatory B2BE invoicing follows a separate trigger. Real Decreto 238/2026 entered into force on April 20, 2026, but effective application depends on the ministerial order governing the public e-invoicing solution. From that trigger, businesses and professionals whose prior year turnover exceeds 8 million euros have 12 months to comply. The remaining businesses and professionals have 24 months. Fixed general calendar dates should therefore not be stated without this trigger. What do the reforms change for VAT? Neither reform creates a new VAT rate or changes the substantive rules determining whether a transaction is taxable, the applicable VAT rate, or when VAT becomes chargeable. The Fiscalization Regulation states that it does not materially alter substantive invoicing obligations, which remain governed by VAT and invoicing rules. The compliance impact is nevertheless significant. Fiscalization makes it harder to delete, rewrite, or conceal sales after an invoice or receipt has been generated because systems must preserve traceable records and record corrections through subsequent entries. VerifactU can additionally transmit those records continuously to AEAT. Mandatory e-invoicing standardizes the B2B electronic invoice and creates a structured digital trail covering issuance, receipt, and payment. Spain's Immediate Supply of Information System, SII, also interacts with these rules. Taxpayers keeping VAT ledgers under Article 62.6 of the VAT regulations are excluded from the RRSIF/SIF fiscalization regime. Businesses should therefore map their obligations across SII, SIF/VerifactU, and mandatory B2BE invoicing. Are e-invoicing and VerifactU merging? Legally, the systems remain distinct. There is no single merged obligation. However, technical and regulatory convergence is increasingly visible. Real Decreto 238/2026 defines mandatory B2BE invoices as invoices produced by systems and programs adapted to Article 29.2.J of the General Tax Law, and, where applicable, its implementing rules, creating a direct bridge with the anti-fraud requirements governing invoicing software. In practice, the same ERP, POS, billing platform, or connected environment may create the invoice, generate the required SIF billing record, apply security controls, and route a structured B2B invoice through the public solution or an interoperable private platform. The flows remain legally different, but businesses should avoid designing them as isolated projects. Further changes to their interaction may occur as implementation develops. Practical implications for businesses. Businesses operating in Spain should identify which legal entities and invoicing flows fall within SIF/VerifactU, SII, and mandatory B2BE invoicing. They should review whether POS, ERP, e-commerce, and billing systems can generate compliant and traceable invoice records, distinguish B2B from B2C flows, produce required structured invoice formats, and exchange invoice and payment information through the future e-invoicing system. Spain is not introducing one single digital VAT system, but interconnected layers of digital compliance. SIF and VerifactU strengthen invoice/receipt creation and billing records, while mandatory e-invoicing digitalizes B2B invoice exchange and payment status reporting. Their convergence should provide more standardized and timely data while requiring businesses to align tax, accounting, ERP, POS, and invoicing architecture before the relevant deadlines.